Hey there, before we jump into the episode for this week, just wanted to let you know about a new tool called Brand Sweep. We put this tool out every year, and it's an annual way to adjust your brand. The tool is used to go back and do a simplified brand audit to consider what things might need to be adjusted, what things might need to change, things you might need to add into your brand assets folder. So if you're looking for something like that, head over to createwithroar.com/brand sweep. One word, there is no email sign up. It is completely ungated. This is just for you, and we hope that you find it a good resource. Now on to the episode. Hey everybody, it's Trey Bowden, principal and founder at Roar and the host of Valor, a podcast on branding in 5 minutes. And, you know, sometimes the topics that we talk about on this show are related just to my own experience as a brander in the world of working with small to mid-sized businesses, startups, companies that are in the process of continuing to determine what is their greatest value within their customer market, or trying to determine even what is the best path and strategy to be an eighth of an inch above the rest as they compete with their competitors. So oftentimes, generally when people come to Roar, what they're asking for is what I call as fruit projects. In other words, it's the apple on the tree, the project that they believe that is going to win them their next courageous step to improve revenue or to achieve the particular goals they might have. And going through this process, a lot of people ask in initial phone calls is, how do you price projects? So I'm a student of Chris Doe and Blair Enns, who they're both amazing creatives that help creative entrepreneurs start thinking about how to run their business well. And Chris Doe refers to this book by Blair Enns called Pricing for Creativity. And it's where he unpacks this idea of when you price, there's all sorts of different pricing models that are out there. And the one that he promotes is one called value-based pricing. And the whole book is actually teaching business owners to win in the value conversation. Now, I'm still certainly learning how all of this goes, but there's this one surprising thing that happens every time. And that when businesses come to us and they talk about their fruit type of project, I also want to then turn around and ask them a root type of question around value. And it's, what type of return or what things are you expecting, particularly when it comes to whether it be revenue, units sold, or how it impacts your strategy moving forward? What is your value of that fruit type project? And it's so shocking sometimes on how many times the answer is, well, we aren't quite sure. So when I think about brand strategy, one of the things I think is so critical for brands to consider is when we're setting strategy, that we don't just set strategy with our gut. Now, I think that running a business is a lot about running with our guts. And yet at the same time, I believe that calculated risk and prudence and being good stewards of what we're trying to do as a business, and doing our due diligence ahead of time to really anticipate what is the value we're going to create, is a really important part of setting that strategy. So if you're a business owner and you're in this moment where you're looking at producing a fruit type of project, a project like a website, something that's already pre-identified, and you're coming to an agency like Roar or other agencies, one of the questions I think it's really important to ask is what is the value? What is the anticipated return that you're looking to have when this is actually built? Because I cannot tell you how many times in the conversations we recognize pretty quickly that possibly the fruit project isn't actually addressing the root. And in some cases, the root isn't even defined enough to be able to talk about the value of the investment versus the value of the return. So as just a real quick example of how this goes in that conversation, let's say that you are developing a new software product and you're looking for our team to name that product. And I ask the question, well, what type of value are you expecting in return over the next 2 to 3 years? And if you have no answer to that, and I come back and say, well, it's going to be $30,000 to name your product, which a name is integral to the core identity of any product, you might say, well, that's absolutely crazy. However, if you knew that your goal was actually to get this product up to $500,000 in revenue by the time 2 or 3 years comes around, that's a 6% investment in that opportunity to have a very good name that attracts customers and that resonates with your market. As a result, a $30,000 investment doesn't seem all that big of an investment if you're looking at the total value that it might create over a 2 to 3 year period. As business owners, it's part of our responsibility to be good stewards of how we spend our resources, allocate time, and to think about how we advance our work. And that's done through annual planning, quarterly planning as well. And it's also considering what type of value are you bringing to your customers in order to increase the value of your business. So those are my thoughts. I'd be curious to hear what you think. Leave a comment where you might see this posted or certainly write a review. Thanks for joining in. If you have any questions or want to add to the conversation or have a topic that you want us to cover, you can email us valor@createwithroar.com. See you soon.